In this podcast, I would like to give you a mindful swim meditation idea. And I've been in the past posting these on Twitter, but now that I'm doing podcasts, it is perhaps even a better way of delivering meditation suggestions to you, so I can give you a little bit more nuance or than those 140 letters allow. So one of the first meditations I wanted to give you verbally was for refreshing your relationship with the water, and to do one of the most simple things that we could do, but we may take for granted a little too easily, and that is just to get in the water and lay yourself down and feel the full support of the water. Now, a convenient position for this is to lay down and push off into Superman glide and just drift along for a little ways. And I know that if you're like me, you've got legs that will sink in a few seconds if I don't add a little flutter kick. That's okay. But keep motion to a minimum so that you can stay as sensitive as possible to the water pressure pushing back up on your body, as if you're laying on a water mattress. And just lay there with no or as or minimal amount of effort, and just feel how much the water is doing for you in that moment. And if we could go a little bit further as far as shaping the attitude, not merely sensing the pressure of the water pressing up against your torso and your arms and your face, but to feel even an appreciation for the fact that the properties of water enable us to just rest there so peacefully, instead of it being a unstable medium with uncertainty and, you know, a lack of rigidity that like we have on land when we're pushing off the ground. Instead, that fluidity, that motion of water molecules, the instability of water is actually what makes it so marvelous. And the fact that we can lay our body down in this position in a way that the water wants us to present ourselves in order to be supported. And just be thankful that you have the ability, the time, the discretionary income, the freedom, the peacefulness in your community and society, that you can go to a pool without threat of war and attack and drowning and sharks and all this stuff. You just go there and lay down in the water for a few minutes and just be at peace, where the natural forces are just sustaining you for a while. Now, this could be a little challenging because, you know, if you go to the pool and you have just a limited amount of time for practice, and so you get there and you kind of got to get into your activities and get it done and you got to get out. Hopefully you find some excuse, some opportunity where you could just turn off urgency to do anything else, sneak in just 5 minutes and lay down and turn off concerns for everything else and just feel the water flowing. Just feel the water pressing you, supporting you. And yeah, and just then alter the shape of your body, make it a little bit softer, a little bit more firm, a little bit more stretched out, and just try different positions and just feel how the support of the water changes. How different positions maybe enable you, give you different advantages for different things, not necessarily swimming, but just floating or looking around or feeling weightless or whatever. All right, so that's your meditation. That's your meditation opportunity, is to go into the water, explore the water support of your body with you expending as minimal energy as possible, and just simply presenting your body to the water in a way that it wants to support, and renewing, refreshing your relationship with the water and your appreciation for it and the magic of interacting with this marvelous life-giving substance, this, and the forces of physics that are not always a threat to us, but something that actually sustain us and make life possible, make movement possible, make our, one of our favorite kinds of movements, swimming, possible. Because if there was no water, there would be no swimming. Isn't that a horrible thought? Yes, I agree. All right, that's your meditation. I hope you enjoy that. Talk to you later.